Welcome to Two Teas in a Pod. I'm Kate Diaz, a Manchester math teacher and elected president of CEA, the Connecticut Education Association. We are Connecticut's largest teachers union, representing tens of thousands of professional educators across the state.
And I'm Jocelyn Delancey, a fifth grade teacher in Darien, elected vice president of CEA and president of CEF, the Connecticut Education Foundation, CEA's charitable arm.
In every episode, you'll hear thought-provoking interviews, as well as actionable tips and strategies that you can implement in your daily life. We'll have stimulating discussions to help you become a more informed, an effective educator, and advocate for your students and the teaching profession.
Thanks for spending some time with us today. Now let's jump right into Two Teas in a Pod.
Jocelyn, it's that time of year again.
I know, I'm so excited. And today we have John Moss here.
Woo, woo. That would be John Moss from Avon.
Yep, and he is our local president there. And I have to say that I am excited to announce that he is one of our top Holiday Bear champions.
Oh, does he get a t-shirt for that? I feel like you should get a t-shirt for that.
Exciting.
Like the Holiday Bear Master.
Well, I will say that there are a couple of other districts that might be in competition for having the most student sponsored. But we're here with John because he has done an exceptional job supporting the program and ensuring that Avon is one of our top sponsors for the Holiday Bear Project.
So, John, that is quite an accomplishment. And I think, how many students have you worked on sponsoring? Because you do it with your classroom, correct?
Yeah, so we do it in a bunch of different ways in the district. We have some teachers that will sponsor with their class of students or with the student organization. Other teachers will sponsor with their teams or their departments. And other teachers will say, hey, I'm going to sponsor with my family or my spouse.
Oh,
nice. I have a music teacher in our district. She's actually the record holder in our district.
Oh.
She sponsors four students, and it's just her and her mom.
Oh.
They go shopping together, and they get everything they need for their four kids.
Nice. I'm going to do that with my mom this year. So, all right, I feel like we should drum roll. What is your total number of students sponsored this year?
This year, we have crushed our previous record. We are sponsoring 110 students.
Oh, my word. That is astounding. I was excited about my one.
Yeah. So I have to say that we this year have had a record number of students nominated for the Holiday Bear Project. And for those of you who are just listening and might not know what the Holiday Bear Project is, we have teachers across the state who nominate students who might have a need to celebrate the holidays and get some extra presents, who might not have the opportunity to celebrate in that way. And so this year we have 750 students nominated for the Holiday Bear Project. And so the fact that Avon in and of itself has sponsored over 100, I mean, that's a good chunk of students that Avon is helping to support.
So Jocelyn, for anyone who doesn't know, what is CEF?
So CEF is the Connecticut Education Foundation. It is CEA's charitable arm, and we do a bunch of different programs throughout the year. Our mission is to make sure that students and educators have barriers removed so that access to teaching and learning is really our primary goal.
Great. So sometimes you're the Holiday Bear this time of year, but what else does the CEF offer?
So the foundation also offers the Children's Fund, which is a stipend for teachers who buy and purchase things or resources for their students in need.
Yep.
It's a program where teachers, I think they can nominate up to two students in their class.
So if I have a student who needs sneakers, I could use that to help that child.
Yes, and it's usually a $150 reimbursement. You have to submit receipts, but you can always appeal for extra. But it's up to two students per teacher. And then there's a limit per district of how much, but I don't know that we've reached that in any time in recent memory. And we also have scholarships. We have an aspiring educator scholarship for children of our members. We have an ethnic and racially diverse educator stipend, and as well as a Gloria Brown aspiring educator stipend. So we allow for college age or high school age students who are considering
wannabe teachers,
major in education. There's a process that usually launches in February during the application season.
So Seth is all about giving back.
Yes, and we also have the Boland Fund, which is also a really important thing. It is a financial support for members who are in extreme financial crisis. So there's a lot that the fund and the foundation provide for our members, but Holiday Bear is one of those ones that's just kind of celebratory and very supportive of students. John, can you tell us a little bit about how you go about letting your teachers and your members know about the project and how you kind of collaborate and support getting teachers involved and students involved in this really important idea of making sure that kids have presents and things to celebrate the holiday season?
Absolutely. And I think the first step is word of mouth. Teachers see other teachers doing an activity and it's, hey, what are you doing? Oh, I want to be a part of that. So this year we've had more and more teachers that have signed up a little later in the process, which is fine because there are always other kids who need that support and we're happy to include them. But that's always been a more effective way than just people, you know, reading emails from me saying, hey, please sign up.
A flyer on a wall didn't do it for everybody.
It doesn't. But just as you say, Jocelyn, about how the need this year is so much greater than it's ever been before, we found the same in Avon. We had more nominations of our own students than we've had in the past, which is, I'm sure, a combination of teachers and staff members being more aware of what Holiday Bear is and knowing that it's an option that's available for them to help our families, but also that no town is immune from the patterns that we're seeing statewide. The need is really great this year.
Jocelyn, how many districts do we have represented in the Holiday Bear program? I know, put you on the mark here.
How many districts have students nominated?
Yes.
I would say probably around 30 or so districts, which, you know, given that we have over 160 districts in the state, I would say that's not nearly as many as we would need to be participating. So if you're listening to this, just keep an eye out, put a date on your calendar for next September to consider nominating students for the Holiday Bear Project as a teacher, because I think it's easy to forget that this is a process that starts all the way back in September.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
We need students to be nominated because the idea of partnering students with sponsors is an exceptional task that takes, I mean, we are still, even today, which is, you know, the end of November, we are still assigning students to sponsors. And then we need to shop and gift wrap, which if you're like me, that takes probably the hardest amount of time.
That's why I have to partner with someone. If you actually saw my gift wrapping ability, you would not think I was actually giving presents to people.
So one of the things we do in our district is a lot of teachers, especially at the elementary level through sixth grade, will sponsor students with their whole classes, and they'll invite families to sign up to purchase gifts that they'll send in. And for many of those classes, they'll bring the whole class together to help wrap the gift. So whether
we
tell the kids, every family has their own way of celebrating and helping others during the holidays, and that's fine. If you don't participate in signing up for gifts, that's fine, because everyone's needs are different too. But everyone can help out with the wrapping, so it truly becomes a class project. So I love it seeing the packages as they're going into the bag, and they're wrapped by kids. My fourth graders wrap them, and they look like fourth grade wrapping, but that's fine, because you know that when the kids go to open those gifts, they're going to be thrilled.
Well, and I will say, you know, districts do it in all different ways, and I think it can seem a little overwhelming to sponsor a child and get them, you know, about 10 to 15 gifts to celebrate the holidays. So if you partner with a group of people or partner with your class, or I know that there are some locals who will do it with their rep council, so they'll sponsor one kid and then each person brings in one item from the wish list of the student. You know, there are lots of different ways. If you think sponsoring a kid is an overwhelming task, there are lots of ways to share the wealth, or just making a financial donation to the Holiday Bear Project through the Connecticut Education Foundation is another great way to be helpful. I mean, we have about, I think, this year more than in past years because, you know, last year we were able to sponsor every single child with a match with a sponsor. This year, because we had such an overwhelming amount of nominations, you know, we still have some kids that haven't gotten a sponsor. So the fun part is that I get to do the shopping.
Oh, goodness.
And we can use the donations that we've gotten for the foundation. So that's another way to help.
And that's a really important piece to remember, because I think for some people, it's the reality that no one has enough time nowadays. And so if you want to help, but you're thinking, I can't get over to the store to buy this stuff, I'm not going to have time to wrap it right now, that's fine. We totally understand that. People can make a contribution, and that can be their way of helping. And there are other folks that'll be more than happy, like you, Jocelyn, go shopping and get it all wrapped.
Yeah, and I think that the nice part about this project is that whether or not you're, you know, saying, listen, I can take one kid and I can, you know, work on that, or you're saying, listen, my district will take 110 kids, there's a place for everybody and there is an opportunity. So also, you know, if you do feel overwhelmed and you can't make a huge financial contribution, but you're like, you know what, I would like to put $50 towards this. That's the other thing, is that people need to know, we'll take whatever people are able to give us because everything goes directly back to kids. You know, there are always questions like, how did the money get used? But this is genuinely one of those times where 100% of what goes in goes directly to a child in need. And that's a really powerful thing to be able to kind of know that you're giving to, know that you're supporting.
Yeah. And the other really nice thing is that we also have the Holiday Bear duffel bag that every student who's nominated for the project gets, which in and of itself is, I think, a useful gift because it is a significant size duffel bag and kids can now have their own bag that they can use for whatever it is they want, whether it's they want to, you know, store all their fun new presents in it, if they have to commute from, you know, one house to another, or, you know, if need to carry their sports equipment or all sorts of different things. So it really is such a great way to help in the holiday.
And it makes it feel special. I mean, I think that's the other part is that we forget that, you know, the holidays can be hard on children who you don't have a lot, really. And there's no more visible moment in your life where you know you don't have a lot than the holidays when other kids might be talking about or getting really excited. And so there's a nice moment here where we can make children feel special.
And that's a great opportunity also for the students that are helping to sponsor. We have classes as young as kindergarten classes that are helping to collect gifts, going all the way up to high schools. Our sophomore class at our high school is working together to bring in gifts for those students. And it's a great opportunity for them to really recognize, A, how fortunate they are. Everyone has things that are challenging. Everyone has things
right.
that are frustrating. But in the end, we all have folks that aren't as fortunate as we are. And it reminds our students, be grateful for what you have and to help them to learn the importance of having empathy for those around them, which is such an important concept nowadays.
100%.
Well, and we also really try to keep this kind of separate from any specific holiday.
No, these are not Christmas bears.
Right. No.
We want this to be open to people with lots of diverse backgrounds, this notion. And I think that's what I think is really nice about it. Is that this isn't about any one particular, you know, this is a holiday time of year and that we recognize that that looks like lots of different things.
Yeah, so I like that. And I like that it's celebrated in a way that this is just a time of giving and a spirit of, especially right now, there are kids who are in need for many different reasons, right?
Right.
Whether they're, we have students who've been nominated who are refugees, we have students who've been nominated who, you know, just have had some interesting times at home. And so this is a really nice way to be able to say, we're allowing for people to celebrate this time of year in a fun and engaging way. And however it is, if you're giving, if you're receiving. The other thing too is that it's pretty anonymous. So it protects people's privacy in terms of need. So that's another great thing about the program.
And I do want to mention this because I think this is a nice add-on that you've really tried to focus on, Jocelyn, that this program is not solely about what does the child need. Right. So we're not necessarily saying, oh, they need new sneakers. Oh, this is a child who doesn't have a winter coat. While all of those things are important and we want to help in those ways as well, this is also really intended to be fun. And so this should be, okay, maybe there are some things that are needs, but what are the wants? What are the fun things to go out? Is there a doll? Is there a game? Is there something that this child has really been hoping for? And can we fill that?
And for folks that have been on the fence of whether or not they want to take on sponsoring a student, you should know that when you agree to sponsor a student, you get a profile sheet of that student, and it talks about what the needs are for that student. Do they need a coat? What size? Do they need gloves? Do they need slippers? But also, what are those fun things? So you're not having to guess. It will say they like board games, or they want to read books, and they want to be a teacher when they grow up. Their favorite color is this. They want craft supplies, they want art supplies, they want sports, you know, toys.
So you're not standing in Target helpless.
You are not. No, not at all. It gives you a lot to go on.
Yeah, I'd say those wish lists, this just looking through some of them have really schooled me on some of the new trends out there for kids that I had no idea.
Oh, like what? Give me an example.
Well, I don't have kids, right? So like Roblox, so I don't really know a lot about that. And I've, you know, been out of the classroom for a couple of years. So
I have no idea what a Roblox
right.
is.
So it's a, I don't know.
It's a computer.
It's a computer game, right?
Ah.
And it's, but it's all the rage.
Very
so,
popular.
You know, there are
okay.
certain things like
okay.
that. There was another series, I can't remember it right now, a new book series that I was like, I had no idea about, but it looked really cool. And I was like, oh, okay, now I'm learning all about the new trends.
They're making Jocelyn hip.
Yeah, that might be a challenge.
But a big part of Holiday Bear is bringing everyone together. So it's not just bringing us to be able to help these students, but it's also bringing the community together as we help others. So
yeah.
In Avon, We have this year teachers that are sponsoring students, of course, but for the first time ever, we have paraeducators in our district that are sponsoring kids. We have administrators in our district that have joined in. It really has become less of an Avon Education Association effort, and it's become just a Town of Avon effort, bringing everyone together to try and
help. Well, and John, I just have to say thank you for that. I think you've really kind of taken the lead on endorsing this program and really making sure that your community celebrates it, is well organized with it, understands how to access, you know, the nominations and the sponsoring. And I think that that's really important. So in order for this program to continue to grow and thrive, we really appreciate the support of local presidents like you who say, you know what, our district really cares about the mission of this project, and we want to make sure that it's supported. And so I have to give you my personal thanks. You guys have 110 students. That's about a seventh of our whole program, which is pretty impressive. And I will say you have a little competition from Westport, who have 130 students. But I'm not sure about the size of the district. Like if we did the percentages, you might actually be winning, but I'm not sure. But I just the fact that you and districts like Avon and Westport that have really kind of said, you know, we have the tools and the resources and the commitment to this work, and we're going to take it on. We can't do this work without you. So I just, my tremendous thanks to you and all of your community partners.
Thank you. And a huge shout out to the teachers in Westport, because I've definitely, as we've been emailing Mary Pat to say, hey, it can take three more kids, I can take four more kids, I've been hearing where Westport's at, and they're doing amazing work down there as well. So hats off to those teachers.
Well, this is one of those nice times where the competition is all good.
Yes.
Right? Like this really very few times where we get to talk about the fact that who can do more good. Oh, well, gee, who else can we get in on that game? Because I think, you know, there's so much that kind of bogs us down sometimes. And this is a really nice moment to uplift all the things that are right.
Absolutely. And so often when you look at the work that we do as labor unions, sometimes we have those moments where we are in a contentious situation with somebody.
Sure.
And here's one where it's bringing everyone together. We're all looking to accomplish the same thing. This can be a bridge building opportunity for locals to make connections with not only their district leadership, their boards of education, their communities. This is a chance to build those relationships that we rely on the rest of the year.
And that's a really good point. And I have to just say that I'm so excited because over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be collecting the Holiday Bear bags and then delivering them to schools. So if you are a person listening to this podcast, know that it might be a little too late to sign up to sponsor students.
Never too late to donate money.
Correct. It is never too late to donate money. And in ways that you can support this project moving forward, you're going to see some probably social media and some other pieces of information that come out either on our website or on our Facebook page.
I'd love to show the kids,
you know, sharing that message. And then just again, putting a note on your calendar that next September, if you want to nominate students, you know, to really pay attention to that window, because it's just so great to see how many kids we can help. And I know that there are more than 700.
And I'm actually going to encourage teachers to push that date ahead a little bit and to put the date on your calendar for this spring, because even though formal nominations may not open until September, one of the challenges is if you're in the classroom, if nominations open in September, and I think they close in mid-October or so, that's a short window when you are still getting to know those students. So what I'd encourage any teacher to do is think about who you have right now. And if there's a student where you either know that they're going to need the Holiday Bear Project next year, or you think there's a chance that they may need that, make sure you put that as a sticky note for yourself as a reminder, either for yourself to nominate that student next year or to talk to that student's teacher next year so that you can give them a heads up to say, hey, this student may need help. Because one of the pieces of feedback I've heard sometimes from teachers is, I don't know who needs this or that. So anything we can do to help that process,
that's a good idea,
to get a kickstart in the springtime is going to help us as we plan for next year.
Well, and I think too, if there are social workers listening to this podcast, you folks are the ones who really could help us, because you know the community so well, and understand that, you know, if you know of a kindergartner that maybe has a sibling in seventh grade or ninth grade, you know, making sure that families of students kind of all can get part of the nomination process is also really helpful. So I think there are lots of ways that we can support this project. Again, John, I just want to thank you so much for your work in this and the collaboration that you've put together with your members and other community partners. And I'm so excited. I can't wait. We're going to be heading to Avon, I think, within the next week or so and picking up all those wonderful holiday bear bags.
It's going to be terrific. I hope there's a big truck.
There is. Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. Excellent. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
We want to thank all of our members for all you do and for listening to the latest edition of Two Teas in a Pod.
For more education talk, subscribe to Two Teas in a Pod and find us at CEA.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like what you heard? Share a podcast with your friends and colleagues and spread the word, because we are
stronger together.